Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. We're in chapter 39. What do you say to yourself after someone criticizes you? Imagine that someone criticizes you. Then imagine yourself feeling joyful about this wonderful opportunity to learn something positive from the criticism. Imagine that you love to hear feedback about what you said and done, or didn't say and do. Positive feedback means that you're on track. Critical feedback means that you can now improve and develop yourself. Imagine your self-talk sounds like, I appreciate and I'm grateful for this wonderful opportunity to become better. I am grateful to this person for telling me something that will be beneficial for me. If you actually respond to criticism this way, congratulations. It shows that you have integrated one of the elevated qualities listed in the 48 factors needed to acquire Torah. If you are like most people, however, you don't think of critical feedback as one of your greatest pleasures in life. But if you have the inner strength, courage, and honesty to be open to hearing criticism, you will grow more in your life. You'll keep developing yourself. You'll keep improving. So what can you say to yourself if you have not yet mastered the ability to love criticism? One possibility is, my goal is to constantly grow and develop myself. I love positive feedback, but I can grow from critical feedback. So I'll increase my inner strength, courage, and honesty, be open to hear what people say, and to weigh what they say objectively. Some people tell themselves, this criticism is lowering my self-esteem. I feel awful about myself. I dislike hearing this. Negative feedback can be distressful, sometimes highly distressful, with the wrong mindset. One might keep thinking about it for a long time. But who has control over your mind? Ultimately, you do. Therefore, you can change your self-talk to focus on what you can do to grow and improve instead of focusing on how you dislike the criticism. Spend much more time thinking about what you are grateful for in your life. Spend much more time thinking about what you can do now to make and reach great goals. Spend much more time on thoughts that are conducive to happiness and joy. If someone tells himself this criticism is lowering my self-esteem, he's making a mistake. It's not criticism that will lower his feelings about himself. It is his own thoughts about that criticism that might do it. But you don't have to feel bad about yourself because someone gave you critical feedback. Your value as a person is inherent because you are a child of the Creator and you're created in His image. You have many positive qualities and have done many positive things. Your value and worth are infinite. Integrating this attitude will ensure that your sense of self-worth will remain consistently high. Even if you feel bad about what someone said to you, you don't need to allow this to lower your sense of self. The speaker was just commenting on something that he thought you need to improve or could have done better. The way someone gives you critical feedback will have an effect on the way you feel and what you say to yourself about it. Imagine hearing critical feedback that begins in this way. You are wonderful. I care about you and would like to give you a tip on how you can keep improving. I know I have my own faults and my own limitations, but I felt that it will be beneficial for you if I point this out to you. Then the speaker will concisely and respectfully point out what you can improve on before concluding. I wish you tremendous success and everything good. After hearing this feedback, you might feel good or you might feel but not feel good. But this type of critical feedback will be much easier to hear than if it were said in a condescending tone of voice. If someone gave you critical feedback without using a respectful tone of voice, you can tell yourself, I wish this person would have said that in a much more respectful and considerate manner. But since I will gain from growing from the basic message, let me see what I can do to improve on a practical level. What if you think that critical feedback is not right? Point out your opinion with a mutually respectful tone of voice. Word what you say in a way that is most likely to be heard objectively. Maybe the person will agree with you, and maybe not. If he agrees with you, then you have successfully gotten your point across. If he disagrees and you feel that you're right and he's making a mistake, don't allow this person's mistake to have power over you. Choose self-talk that is empowering and beneficial for you. The goal is to develop enough confidence to put his words in perspective. One sentence to repeat to oneself over and over again with a joyful tone of voice. I love criticism. I love criticism. I love criticism. Most people don't like criticism. By building up your ability to feel more positive about it, you gain in two ways. One, you save yourself emotional distress when you are criticized. Two, you're likely to hear things that will help you become a better person and more skilled. The stronger your wish to truly become better, the more open you will be to listening objectively to constructive feedback. As you repeat, "I love criticism," with an upbeat tone of voice, imagine how much you will gain from building up a love for feedback. It takes courage and integrity to truly want to hear constructive feedback. As you chant, "I love criticism," hear yourself saying, "My level of courage and self-confidence is getting stronger and stronger. I feel great about this."